We are heading over to the Clanmaanuith Municipal District, where Social Democrats councillor Paula Mulro joins me on the line. Good morning, Paula. Thanks for taking our call on the show this morning.
Morning, Hannah.
We are looking at those motions and questions raised at the latest MD meeting, Paula. And your first one to the council was in relation to exploring or providing turning circle for buses at the Downings Carra GAA there in Prosperous. Was there an issue there of buses struggling to turn around in that area? And we'll just see if Paula, can you hear me there?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, the line just dropped there slightly for a second. If you're able to just repeat what you were heard back from the council there.
Sorry, Hannah. Apologies. There is an issue, and there's also an issue with buses getting caught in traffic. We all know the congestion that we have in our towns now. So I put in the motion hoping for a positive feedback, and I did get positive feedback, in fairness, on it, that the council is willing to work with the operator and the NTA in terms of putting in the infrastructure. But it would make it much safer. Having a turning circle would make it much safer for buses to turn. It would also provide a space as well for drivers to park up and you know, instead of having to move about within traffic or get caught up within traffic to change directions as well. So that was the thinking behind the motion, and the council are going to look at, as I said, working with the relevant stakeholders on it.
All right. Your next question, Paula, to the council is in relation to if they've received any information from the OPW regarding its flood resilience and risk management strategy for the Clanmaanuith Municipal District. Did the council get any information from the OPW about that?
Well, flood relief schemes are the preserve of the OPW. And at the moment, the plan is there's a tranche one level of funding available. So that is, at the moment, we're looking at flood relief schemes in Morell, in Naas, Athy, Leixlip. So we're looking at those first. So they have to be completed before the second tranche of funding is released. Clane is on the list for the second tranche of funding. And we know from last winter and as we're hearing with weather reports and details on the extreme weather we're having between rain and heat, that we're going to have to put in some resilience measures for our communities. So Clane is in the second tranche. It's a few years away now at the moment, but it is something that I will keep pursuing, because I do think it's really important that, you know, our communities are protected from floods. To give the council credit, last winter they did tremendous work in keeping the levels, in monitoring the levels and keeping the levels, which were dangerously high, coming potentially could have flooded Clane. And they did a huge amount of work in ensuring that didn't happen. So I would give them credit on that. But that's, you know, that's potentially not manageable every year if we get further extreme rainfall or other weather related issues.
There was also the motion you raised at the full council meeting earlier this week, Paula, and it was asking that when considering rate changes for 2027, the council establishes a water outage business relief scheme. Could you let listeners know, I suppose, the reason for bringing this motion up and kind of what this relief scheme would entail?
Of course. To try and give a short version to this, for communities in Prosperous, Kildove, Robertstown, Darrenturn, Kilmeague, Allenwood, for many years now they've been experiencing water outages. And we were told initially it was due to burst water mains in Allen. And except to that, there was a lot of work put into that from Uisce Éireann, and that was the reason we were given. And then in recent months, so from, we'd say, March, April onwards, we've been told it's low levels in the Allen Reservoir. Now, we're actually been told in the Texas Allen Wood Reservoir, which, as many people know, doesn't exist. So it's actually a reservoir up in Allen. So it baffles people, to be honest, as to the change in the nature of the outages. Now, I looked back at all the messages that I got, and there were 14 outages between April and the end of May. The end of May also coincided with one of the hottest spells. It was taken over since by the recent hot spell we've had. But the 26th of May at that point was one of the hottest days we had, and we had outages that day. Mm. So it's impossible for businesses to operate. I know I'm conscious I'm mentioning businesses particularly here. We're all LPT payers as well. Unfortunately, LPT's revenue is different. What I was trying to focus on was what the council has some control on, and that's commercial rates. And these are their customers that we're talking about in terms of business owners who are paying commercial rates. You know, up to a few years ago, businesses would have had waste collection, would have had water services from the local council. You know, they're all gone. So they're paying commercial rates, which is a property tax levied on the commercial premises. And as I said, 14 out of 44 days, we had some level of disruption in recent months. Now, you expand that out over a year, that's nearly COVID levels of disruption for businesses. I've spoken to retailers locally, to coffee shop owners, hairdressers, pubs, all businesses that can't operate. Nobody can operate without water, but are particularly reliant on water. So the council felt that this was the preserve of Uisce Éireann to put in any kind of compensation scheme for businesses. And I do accept, and many people are still unaware, that the council have no responsibility now for water. It's been handed over to Uisce Éireann, which I'd say is a disaster. But however, I do accept that they don't at the moment. So they felt it was for Uisce Éireann to compensate businesses. I was trying to make the point that, okay, legally the responsibility is for Uisce Éireann, but I said, these are your customers. So if you can't introduce a compensation scheme, what other measures are you taking to advocate on behalf of your customers? So are we knocking back planning permission in areas where we don't have the infrastructure? Are we meeting with Uisce? I am, as a councillor, but is the council meeting with Uisce Éireann as a body, in order to see what are the infrastructure deficits, how are they addressing them, so to advocate on behalf of their customers. Mm. And I don't see that happening. You know, myself and Aidan Faraday met with Uisce Éireann representatives during in the last few weeks, and we got some good answers from them, we got some information, but to be honest, we left also thinking that there's lots of projects going on within Uisce Éireann to try and remedy the infrastructure deficits. But again, they're sort of isolated projects. As you know, Hannah, last week there was planned to be an outage. It got to 31 degrees in our communities last Thursday.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to have an all-day outage from 9 to 5. Now, it took me a week to try and get that cancelled. And we did get it cancelled. But, you know, you're talking from one project, which is national leakage, to the local office, back and forth, back and forth. And it was going ahead up until, I think, late on the 5 o'clock on the evening before. So it's unconscionable for people to have to deal with that in 2026.
Yeah, and it's something we note when we put the stories up on the KFM Facebook page. Comments on Facebook now are saying, you know, surprise, surprise, there's an outage being done during one of our hottest weeks, because it's not the first time it happened. It happened during the heat wave that we had about a month ago.
Exactly.
As well. And
it actually went that time. That was the 26th of May.
Yeah.
So we lost water that day.
Mm, and I suppose it raises another question of, we know that the Kildare County Council has no say in these waterworks anymore. It's completely down to Uisce Éireann. But is there any willingness to kind of have those parties, you know, engage again, come together again? Because by the sounds of it, it just doesn't seem to be working at the moment.
No, I would agree. It's not working. And from the response I got in full council the other day, I would say no to willingness. There doesn't seem to be a willingness to engage. They're legally, they're on the right side of the law, Clare County Council, in that they don't have a legal responsibility. But I would argue that there is an ethical and a moral responsibility to your customers. And, you know, that might be the high-minded argument to take. But I do think engagement, advocating on behalf of your customers, I think there is a responsibility there. These are legacy infrastructure issues that, in fairness, are going to take Uisce Éireann a lot of time to work out. They inherited a broken system. So I'm not putting necessarily all the blame on them, even though many people probably do. But I do understand that they have a legacy problem. But there are also legacy issues they inherited from the local authorities. So there is a responsibility to engage, I would argue.
All
absolutely.
Right. Paula, thanks so much for joining us on the Kildare Today show this morning. That is Social Democrats councillor on the Clane Maynooth Municipal District, Paula Mulroe.